Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. How much time do you spend on Facebook? New research says people with high numbers of Facebook friends tend to get more upper respiratory infections. The reason? Stress. All that social media stress can suppress immune function, making us more susceptible to getting sick. Can that be true? There's a study in the Journal of Family Psychology revealing that young girls who have a close relationship with their dads handle stress better and are less prone to depression, more likely to open up about their feelings. Now, I know that one's true. So who's better at Scrabble, men or women? Apparently, it's men. New study says men are better not because of their brains or word skills, but because guys are more willing to waste time practicing useless skills. Seems guys spend their time practicing and analyzing the game, whereas women are more likely to play the game as a hobby. There is, supposedly, no difference in talent between genders. Instead, it's all about intensity and enthusiasm for winning. Okay. And did you know, or do you care, humans have 27 distinct emotional states. Research from the University of California at Berkeley says these findings are pretty surprising, actually, when you consider that previously they'd only identified six. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with part two of the Daily Buzz, kicking off with a few random facts. If you took all the cardboard that Amazon uses for shipping boxes in a year, you could cover the whole United States around 2.5 times. Taco Bell originally started as a hot dog stand. And did you know or do you care there's a town called Zilwaukee in Michigan? The founders chose the name back in 1848 to try to confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee, and they'd accidentally move there instead. More fun and useless facts to amaze and abuse your friends. Well, the Pope is touring Colombia this week. Had a little accident. He showed up in Cartagena with a black eye and blood on his white gown. He told the crowd he was standing in the back of the Popemobile waving to the crowd when the vehicle suddenly stopped and he was thrown forward into the bulletproof glass. He'll be okay. Team of scientists at the University of Chicago have taught a computer to write believable restaurant reviews that could be featured on Yelp. The scientists had the computer analyze reviews of restaurants already posted on Yelp and then grind out similar reviews using different language. Amazingly, most people couldn't recognize the reviews written by the robot as fake. And most people also rated the reviews as being just as useful as those written by actual people. While women might say they prefer tall, handsome guys, number crunchers at Match.com have just discovered the exact opposite is true. Seems women on Match.com actually prefer short, dark-haired, pudgy men. A fashion company called Balenciaga just released a new pair of running shoes that cost $800. People on the internet almost unanimously agree they're hideous. They look kind of like a seven-layer dip turned into a shoe. One person wrote on Twitter, quote, "These shoes look like something you'd find in the lost and found at school." Boy, and maybe you didn't hear, but last night's hand-in-hand telethon for hurricane relief raised more than $14 million. With the help of celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, Stevie Wonder, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Cher, Oprah, Beyonce, and Matthew McConaughey. I was blown away as they were panning the panel of people taking phone calls last night. It was absolutely a who's who. Oh, and how much good could be done with $14 million. Thanks to those that joined me in providing support, relief, these horrible hurricanes. Still a couple of weeks away, but mark your calendar. Bold Ideas for Better Schools. Yvonne Kamal Kanul, considered one of the most dynamic and visionary education leaders in the United States today, brings her thought-provoking message to the Speaker Series of South Haven. Thursday, September 28th at Lake Michigan College at 7:30. Admission $10, student and educators. Students and educators are admitted free. Again, September 28th, Yvonne Kamal Kanul. Next up in the South Haven Speakers Series. Boy, such a great program, so inspiring, educational. Knucklehead news out of China, where police cited a driver for operating his vehicle with an unusual hood ornament. His wife. Yes, police were called after another driver on the road reported seeing a car being driven with a woman sitting on the hood. Turns out the woman had gotten into an argument with her hubby, and when he tried to drive away, she jumped on the hood, refused to get off. Police caught up to them, fined the husband for reckless driving. What, two people this stubborn deserve each other. They're perfect. The Daily Buzz. See something I need to buzz about? Email Paul at WCSY.com. You can leave a message for me on Twitter, at SuperHitsPaul. Message me on our Facebook page, fax 637-2675. Mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven, or deliver to that same address. Lots of ways to get your stuff for the Daily Buzz to us here at Cozy. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com anytime, and also on iTunes and other great podcast outlets. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz. By the way, we just passed 10,000 downloads of the Daily Buzz, Spencer Rivers Tiger podcast yesterday. Wow. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.